Cape Talk. Your WhatsApps on 072-567-1567.
12 minutes past one. I am Sarah Jane King, standing in for Pippa Hudson this afternoon. And we kick off the show with a developing news story. Two mothers say they're concerned about their children's mental well-being after they were allegedly ordered to partially strip in front of a staff member at Rosebank Junior School last week. EWN reporter Monique Mortlock has been looking into the claims and joins us live in studio now. Monique, another incident of alleged impropriety by staff at a school in Cape Town. What can you tell us?
Yes, Sarah Jane, I've spoken to the two moms who obviously don't want to be identified to protect their children. Their boys are in grade 6. They are 11 years old. And last week, Thursday, two learners in their class, their money went missing. And obviously the teacher wanted to know who had taken the money, if someone in the class had taken the money. She then searched them, asked them to ask the class to take off their shoes and look in their bags, whatever. She then called in a coach, a male staff member, to search the boys separately while she deals with the girls. The coach then allegedly took the boys one by one into a bathroom and asked them to pull down their pants and pull down their underpants. The one mom who I spoke to, she says when her boy described it to her, he told her that he was shaking while he was standing there because he obviously didn't know what was happening behind him, why he was being asked to do this. So obviously he was feeling a whole mix of things. He was scared. He was embarrassed and all of this. The coach has told the parents last night they had a meeting, the coach, the parents and the principal. He told the parents he didn't touch him in any way. It wasn't a case of wanting to humiliate the boys. They just wanted to get to the bottom of the theft issue. The parents, who I spoke to, they said even though the coach apologized and the principal was also adamant this wasn't, sexual in any nature, the learners also said they weren't touched in any way, but the learners were traumatized. The two moms, their boy specifically, the one boy, he's so traumatized, he hasn't been wanting to go back to school because the coach is still there. He's an SGB appointee, so he has apparently been, he's received a written warning, and the parents who I spoke to, the other boy's mom, she says her child hasn't been wanting to attend phys ed that the coach teaches because he doesn't want to look at the coach. But he's also clammed up. He's given his statement because all of them had to write up a written statement about what happened because some of the parents, including the two moms who I spoke to, they've opened a case of crimen injuria against the coach. So not assault because there was no it's quite a complicated matter because the kids' emotional and mental well-being were threatened. The one mom says her son has been sleeping with them for the last couple of nights since the incident happened last week Thursday because he's just so traumatized. And both the parents who I spoke to, they said that they feel as if they haven't been getting enough support from the school. It's as if the principal is trying to protect the staff member. And last night's meeting, it was all about dealing with, oh, but someone stole money. We needed to get to the bottom of that instead of dealing with, but what happened was wrong on so many levels, and they feel as if they haven't been getting enough support from the school. They say the kids need counseling, but that also hasn't been offered to them as yet, even though the WCED has told me that those services are available. But both the moms who I spoke to today, they said they haven't received any form of, okay, here's where you can go for help. This is where you can go. So they feel at their wits' end right now. That's why they approached us. They approached the media to kind of put pressure on the school and on the WCED.
Has there been any admission of wrongdoing? And I guess there's a number of things that we're speaking to here, which is potential impropriety, the dignity of very, very young children, and also the fact that the parents were not consulted and weren't asked, and there was no permission given before this, essentially a strip search took place.
Yes, and the WCED. So, firstly, let me say that the parents said that the coach has the coach apologized to them last night. He said he went about it in the wrong manner, but he never meant to humiliate the kids or harm them in any way. And he told them that he had stood a couple of meters away from them while the kids were facing the wall. And but this obviously isn't enough for parent. While I was talking to the moms, they were both naturally upset and concerned about their kids because they are scared that this could have lasting damage to the kids' mental well-being. The WCED, when I sent an inquiry, the WCED said that the coach didn't the coach's actions are unacceptable, and this wasn't in procedure at all, because obviously, I mean, even when I went to school, we needed to get permission, the parents needed to give permission when searches were conducted. Absolutely. Whether it came to random drug searches or if someone's money went missing or whatever, the parents were informed, or a guardian was informed. So clearly there was some procedures that weren't followed. The coach admitted this last night, that he shouldn't have done this during this meeting. And it seems as if the school, according to the moms, the school has now just wants to just forget about it, just get it over and done with. The matter is done now. Let's move on. But the moms, obviously, the moms I spoke to, they don't want to leave it at that, and they don't want the kids to go back to a school where someone who has instilled this fear in them is still able to be at work as if nothing is wrong.
Yeah, at best, I suppose a serious error of judgment. Thanks very much for joining us, Monique.